When we spoke a year ago, you were just embarking on this study. Can you quickly remind us what you were trying to determine?
So this is a study that's funded by the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, ASPR. They're a federal agency, and they were very interested in what effects neighborhoods have on older people who are faced with a natural disaster. We have a panel of people that we've been following since 2006, and we went back to these same people that we've been studying, and we asked them a lot of questions about their neighborhood and how cohesive was their neighborhood and how much do they talk to their neighbors and how much do the neighbors help one another. So we asked a lot of questions about the neighborhood, and then we asked a lot of questions about outcomes, and the outcome that we were most focused on was PTSD. What we found in the study is that older people who live in neighborhoods where there's a lot of neighborliness going on fared much better in the face of the hurricane than did people living in neighborhoods where people really kept to themselves.
And that was the hypothesis you sort of set out with, as I recall.
It was. And, you know, the hypothesis really came from the importance of social relationships among older people in general. So we know that older people who have more social contacts do better in general.
Now, how specifically is it measured? Is it simply a survey? How do you go about that?
This was based on survey questions, yeah. So we asked questions, you know, specific questions about the neighborhood, and then we asked specific questions about PTSD. So this is all self-report data.
Now, you said this, you've been tracking these people since 2006. That's unique because that's long before Superstorm Sandy hit. How unique is it to have pre-storm data for the test subjects?
It's very, very unique. Prior to working on this study, I was not a disaster researcher, but when I started to read the disaster literature, I learned that it's very infrequently that scientists know something about people before the disaster strikes. If you don't know anything about the people before, you don't know whether the PTSD happened as a result of the stressor or whether these people had problems before. Because the sample was so big and we had the data about people before the disaster, we were able to identify a group of people who experienced home damage from the hurricane and developed PTSD. And we very carefully matched those people with people who also had home damage but did not have PTSD after the hurricane. And what's really exciting about those analyses is that there were characteristics of people way back in 2006 that predicted who would and who would not develop PTSD. So what that tells us is, you know, what we can really do when in the face of a hurricane, if we know it's coming, we know who the most vulnerable people are.
And how many people were you talking about in this study?
Has 5,688 people who were between the ages of 50 and 74 when we recruited them in 2006.
Knowing that someone is more or less at risk for developing symptoms of PTSD based on their community connections is great, but what do you do with this information? Is there a way to use it to help people who do seem to be at greater risk?
The first thing that we can do is we can identify these people. We can let people in the community, some of the religious organizations or the area agencies on aging, can understand the characteristics of people that might be especially vulnerable in the face of a hurricane.
When we talked last year, you were also embarking on a different study about the effects of Sandy on seniors. Can you remind us about that one?
Sure. The second study is a study that's funded by the National Institute on Aging. And the idea there of that study is that stressful events affect the way we age. And Hurricane Sandy was very interesting, very potentially stressful event for some people. And so what we're doing in the second study is we're looking at the way the experience of the hurricane affected functional abilities of older people and how those functional abilities change over time, with the hypothesis being that people who were directly affected by Hurricane Sandy are going to age differently.
I've been speaking with Dr. Rachel Prochnow, Director of Research at Rowan University's New Jersey Institute for Successful Aging. Dr. Prochnow, always a pleasure.
Same here. Thank you so much.